Today we celebrate the ascension of the Lord Jesus to the Father. The ascension, the second glorious mystery of the Rosary. It's familiar to anyone who knows the basic story of Jesus. He was born, he lived, he suffered and died. On the third day he rose again. 40 days later he ascended to the Father. The ascension is the conclusion of Jesus' earthly mission. That's why on this feast day we always read the conclusion of one of the Gospels. This year we read the conclusion of St. Matthew's Gospel. Even though St. Matthew doesn't say anything about the ascension, it's the end of the story from the earthly perspective. We profess our faith in the ascension every time we recite the Creed, which we do every Sunday. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. So that's the easy part of this feast, this awareness that Jesus returned to heaven, that he returned to the Father who sent him. That explains why we don't see Jesus walking around anymore. He's no longer visible as he was during his earthly life before his crucifixion, and he's no longer appearing visibly as he did for 40 days after the resurrection. There are a few special cases, of course, like St. Paul, but in general, no one sees Jesus walking around on earth anymore. So that's the easy part. The hard part is that people often misunderstand this to mean that Jesus is gone now. And that's not what this feast celebrates. The ascension of Jesus does not mean that he has left us behind. We're not saying, goodbye, Jesus, we'll see you when you come back. In fact, in today's gospel, the very last line of Matthew's gospel, Jesus says this very clearly, "Behold, I am with you always until the end of the age," meaning the end of time. He doesn't say, "Behold, I will be away from you until the end of time, goodbye." He says, "I will be with you always until the end of time." If this day were simply a recall of Jesus' departure, it would hardly be a joyful celebration. When people leave, we feel sadness, not joy. We don't celebrate. But the church treats this as a very joyful feast, a kind of coronation festival. That's why in the psalm we sang that God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy. It's not just joy in heaven because Jesus is back. It's joy on earth as well. Something great has happened. Today's collect, the opening prayer, is full of expressions of joy. Listen to it again. "Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving, for the ascension of Christ your Son is our exaltation. And where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope." That's a summary of what we're celebrating here. We're rejoicing with holy joys. We rejoice with devout thanksgiving. The ascension is our exaltation. Our human nature is in heaven. Where the head has gone before, that's Jesus, the body is called to follow in hope. That's us. So we're following Jesus into glory right now. Now, we might think, well, wouldn't it be better if Jesus had stayed with us on earth? Wouldn't it be better if he were still here, still healing and teaching and feeding people and raising people from the dead? And the surprising answer is no, it would not be better. It would not be better. Jesus himself said this to the apostles at the Last Supper. This is what he said, "I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate," that's the Holy Spirit, "will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." So we're better off being filled with the Holy Spirit than we would be if we could see Jesus physically walking around on earth. If we limit our understanding of Jesus to what we can see and touch, our natural powers, then we're not living by faith. We're living by our natural powers, by our reason and by our natural gifts. And that's not better. Living by faith is better. God wants us to see more. He wants to give us more. He wants to do more. He wants us to do more than we can do simply on our based on our human sight. So Jesus ascends beyond our sight, not so that we can't see him anymore, but so that we can see him in faith, so that we will be able to be free to live by faith, so that we can live with hope for more than what we can see. We can't see heaven. We can't see glory. But in faith, we do see. We see Jesus ascend, and we ourselves ascend. This whole feast day raises up our spirits. Okay, so what are we supposed to do now that Jesus is ascended to heaven? One thing we're not supposed to do, as we learn from the angels in today's first reading, we're not simply to stand around looking up at the sky. We're not simply waiting around for Jesus to come back and do more for us. No, Jesus tells us clearly what we are to do. In fact, it's in today's gospel, right in the gospel, in this passage, which is sometimes called the Great Commission. Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. The Great Commission is go, make disciples, go and baptize, go and let people share in the faith in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go and teach, go and be witnesses. So the moment of the ascension is a kind of turning point. Now that Jesus will no longer be visibly present, he will be present in a new way. Not absence at all. Presence in a new way, in a better way. Present in the sacraments, especially in the Holy Eucharist. Present in the Word of God. Present in the church. Present in us. In us who are commissioned. Present in every Christian, in every baptized person, every missionary disciple, everyone who lives not by sight, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're supposed to do. Well, that brings us to the present day, which is also World Communications Day, or World Communications Sunday. One thing that's obvious to everyone is that we spend a lot of time communicating. This was always true. This is simply part of being human. Communication is a very basic human activity. Talking, listening, writing, reading, texting, scrolling, watching. Communication in our times is now dominated by the social media. And that's what this World Communications Day is about, the communications media. And the church looks at this domination, or this extraordinary explosion of technology, as a challenge and as an opportunity. There are plenty of foolish and wicked ways to use social media. We know that. But there are also many great ways to use social media. So Pope Leo XIV issued a message for this year's World Communications Day. This is the 60th World Communications Day. And he chose this theme, preserving human voices and faces. Preserving human voices and faces. Because it's possible now to create entirely fake human voices and faces, generated almost instantly by AI. And these artificial voices and artificial faces, these fake representations of what it means to be human, are growing very influential. So, well, what's the Christian approach to all this? To these new technologies, these new voices and faces. Well, what do we do with new technologies? Use them for the kingdom. Put them at the service of the Great Commission. Don't be taken away from God by them. Use them as instruments for God. Don't use the social media to tear people down or to distort the truth or to spread gossip or to distract from reality. No, these are tools which we must learn to use well. More tools, more for us to learn. More technology, more for us to use for good, for the benefit of everybody. The priority is not simply to become popular or to become an influencer or to be more powerful or to make more money. We must always put ourselves and all that we have at the service of the gospel. That's what it means to be Christian. That's what it means to live by faith in this world. Yes, our hope is for glory, but while we're here, while we're still on the journey, we have to use what we have for God's kingdom. Now, to do this, we need the gifts and the power and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. When Jesus ascends, he directs our attention to the power he will send from on high, the Holy Spirit, the Advocate. The Holy Spirit is the great communicator. He's the great influencer. He's the great agent of evangelization. He's the one who shows us how to use earthly things for the kingdom of heaven. So in this week, now that we're at the Ascension, we have 1 week left before the great celebration of Pentecost, next Sunday, celebration of the coming of the Spirit. Let's spend this week not only celebrating Ascension, but using it as an opportunity to lift up our thoughts and minds and to ask for the coming of the Holy Spirit, to pray every day, come, Holy Spirit, come, fill the hearts of your faithful. Come and make it possible for us to fulfill the great commission.